Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is your day. You got this. What's up, friends? This is episode 35 of Heezy Life titled Hardships Are Hard. Wow, we have had an awesome weekend. I mean, I haven't actually had a weekend yet when I'm recording this, but I can already tell that it's going to be awesome because we're having some of our college and high school friends visit us this weekend. And I'm so stoked about that. I mean, Chase and I have really been blessed to have like years of friendship, and it's really a cool thing to have. I really appreciate all my friends out there. Shout out. Anyways, one of our buddies who visited, Michael, is actually the inspiration for this week's podcast. He is a pilot, and he flew over to Japan when we were on our Asia trip earlier this year. I remember this one night we were in Tokyo at this teeny tiny bar, and there were these random Australian dudes, and I was chatting with my friend Julie about all of the feels I had about Chase getting a new job. He would be traveling a lot, and there was just going to be a lot of change. Change is hard. And emotional. And yet, it is the only consistent thing in life. Anyways, I started getting emotional and Michael walked over to me and dropped this wisdom bomb on me. He said, Alexa, when you fly a plane into the storm, you're bound to hit some turbulence. But if you can wait it out for just a little bit, there's always a bright blue sky on the other side. I burst into tears in a bar in Tokyo, like full on tears. I looked like a crazy woman. But this is so applicable to our lives. We all know that when times are bad, they're eventually going to get better, right? I feel like we have to cling on to that, or at least something to help keep us going and keep us believing that everything will be okay. I was catching up with my brother about what was going on with his week this week, and we were talking about how busy we were, and I remember saying, oh, if I can just get through these next 2 weeks, it will get better. And then he said something that really made me think. He said, you know what? I've been saying that for almost 2 years now. We want to believe that if we can fly through this storm, this hardship, that we can fly up into the blue sky and stay there forever. That would be so nice, right? But that's just not our reality. John Piper says, God tests his people through hardships. Those hardships and turbulent times are a guarantee. Stability of our circumstances is not consistent and change is inevitable. Even when I say those words, my body physically resists it. Like, no, I don't want to change. I don't want it to be hard. We fight against it and we hide from it. Recently, Miso, our cute fat 2-year-old cat, has been obsessed with quote unquote hiding. He will dive under rugs or try to hide behind pillows or behind plants. The problem is that Miso is fat and he's horrible at hiding. Y'all, he's hiding in plain sight. Like, it's hilarious and it's funny to watch. But honestly, like, I can't help but see myself in Miso. How often do I hide in plain sight from my hardships? How often do I run under the rug to avoid the pains of life? It's so silly, right? We aren't actually helping anything by avoiding and hiding, but it does feel better in the moment, right? It feels so good to indulge in self-pity. I was really struggling the other day, and Chase said, you are stronger than you think you are. You got this. And I gotta say, I mean, I hated hearing my own words. Like, I just revolted the positivity and the strength because I wanted to wallow in my weakness. And I realized that if I could get people to feel bad for me and give myself an excuse, then I could avoid anything. Ugh, it's so hard to be honest with yourself. But guys, let me tell you that when you confess your weakness, ugliness, and humanness, that is the first step toward success. That is when true change happens. I cling to the words of 2 Corinthians 12:9 that states, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of all my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. His power is made perfect in our weakness, guys. And let me tell you, if God can use me, God can use you. God can take all of our hurt and all of our pain and all of our weakness and turn it into something awesome. Hardships are hard, but we can have peace through the struggle. It's all about the journey and not the destination. I know it's hard. Change is hard, and it's hard to hear that it's hard. But you are stronger than you think you are. You, whoever you are that's listening, you are listening to this for a reason, and you have what it takes right now to be successful and to be a light in this dark, dark world. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for investing in me, and thank you for investing in you. You rock. If you haven't already listened, go check out last week's interview with Jennifer Chung. It's solid. And follow me on Instagram to get daily inspiration at heezy.life. I love you, I'm proud of you, and good things are coming your way. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.